I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The BBC recently released a story with the headline asking, why are Iranians running out of hope? Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari explains.
Iranians are going through a major crisis right now, both financially and emotionally and culturally and socially. They're in a very difficult situation where they feel that their future is very bleak.
Heart for Iran's partner, Moabat TV, is broadcasting the hope of Christ to millions of people. Pray for wisdom and hope throughout the nation. Next, deaf people are often overlooked as an unreached people group. As Rob Myers of Door International explains, there are millions of unreached deaf worldwide.
We believe that this really is the time for deaf people worldwide to have access to the gospel. So pray to that end. Pray that God would raise up workers.
Even though millions of deaf people don't know Christ, there's only a handful of international deaf ministries who are trying to change that. A few days ago, several of those ministries got together in Grand Rapids, Michigan to form an alliance.
This type of meeting has never happened before. Not a lot of ministry has been done outside of the past 30 years or so to try to reach deaf people for Christ.
And Hollywood often portrays sorority and fraternity students as clueless party animals. But InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Elaine Ursi explains that this isn't the case. Greek InterVarsity exists to see these students' lives transformed by the gospel.
We do that really practically by starting Bible studies in fraternities and sororities that are led by fraternity and sorority students.
Many senators and CEOs were once Greek students. InterVarsity wants to reach these students now so they can impact the world for Christ later. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. You'll find links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.